Module 11, Avoid Common Mistakes. Coaching is a delicate balance. You have a better chance of success if you are aware of common mistakes and take active steps to avoid them. Be aware of your leadership communication and data analysis to remain effective. Poor leadership. One of the worst mistakes you can make in coaching salespeople is to fall victim to poor leadership. Poor leadership takes many forms, such as poor leadership will limit team members. They will not take the initiative or learn how to solve their own problems. Additionally, poor leadership damages the company culture. Lack of vision, not an example, micromanage, inflexible, poor focus, complacent. Ineffective communication. We have stressed the importance of communication throughout the manual. This is because ineffective communication can have dangerous implications for teams. If communication is inconsistent, incorrect, or misinterpreted, confusion will easily develop. Besides verbal communication, tone and body language can create animosity in the team. It is imperative that coaches pay close attention to their communication at every level, including listening, verbal communication, nonverbal communication. Incomplete data. Coaches who work off incomplete data will simply waste their time. We have already discussed the importance of collecting and analyzing data that is relevant to sales teams. For data to be complete, it should include: define sales activities. Do not just focus on completed transactions, choose key behaviors. Real-time tracking. Use programs and trackers that provide the latest information. Guessing on data will keep coaches from providing accurate advice. You might not realize which team members are weak in following up with contacts. Don't be afraid to let go. We have already explained the role of the coach. The position requires allowing team members to make their own decisions. A common mistake is failing to let go and allow people to come to their own realizations. Coaches guide people. They do not make decisions for them. It can be tempting to give specific advice or instructions, but this will hinder personal growth and development. A coach who clings too tightly will soon become nothing more than another manager giving assignments that their team is expected to follow blindly. Case study. Thomas was working in a very dysfunctional team. His coach Sylvia was unfocused and unable to communicate clearly. The team members became frustrated and uncooperative. Everyone did their own work without consulting each other because no one was sure what their goals were. Sylvia was frustrated with the lack of cohesion, but her attitude only made the team more miserable. Thomas did not see the point of having a coach who did not coach and decided to find a position with another team.